There's a brand new single from Alex Miller. It's called Through With You right here on Iron Country. And I told you guys last week I had the chance to sit down and talk to this young man at CRS. And we want to welcome him to Iron Country this morning. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, and a good Iron Country morning to you, too.
It is great to have you on the show. It was a pleasure meeting you down at CRS. And I'll tell you what, our listeners love that traditional country sound that you've been bringing to us with your first couple of releases. And, you know, we know you through American Idol, through season 19. But tell us a little bit about you, Alex.
Well, I sure will. Now, I was born and raised in a little bitty cattle farm in Lancaster, Kentucky. And that's about 30 miles south of Lexington. And I'm just a good old farm boy, and if I wasn't for the music, I'd be out with the cows right now.
Well, I know you're real involved with the FFA, and there's a lot of strong FFA chapters up here in Iron Country, and I know you have a lot of support for that organization.
I sure do. You know, the FFA, if it wasn't for those folks, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing today, and, you know, being able to go out and do public speaking and stuff like that, there ain't no better training than being in the FFA.
Well, Alex, you went on American Idol. Tell us a little bit about that journey. What made you think that, you know what, I'm going to try American Idol? And what was it actually really like? Because we only know what we see on TV.
Right. Well, that's exactly right. So I tell you what, I was just a high schooler. I was 17 years old, and I told my mother I wanted to do music full time. And she said, there ain't no way it's going to happen for you, son. And I said, well, Mama. And she said, I want to pursue music for the rest of my life. And she said, well, son, you know, we want to send you off to school, this, that, and the other. And we kind of got into it pretty hot and heavy. I'm just being flat honest with you. And she said, well, all right, I know what I'll do for you. I said, I'll sign you up for American Idol. And I said, all right, Mom, we'll see how this will go. And Lord, I never thought in the million years that I'd have been on the show and done so well on there. And, you know, Idol is a very interesting thing. I had such a good time on the show. You know, I can't say nothing bad about it. And if you're out there listening right now and want to do Idol and audition for the show, then only thing stopping is yourself. Because I know one thing, I'm as blue-collar as they come and never would have thought in a million years that I'd been on something like that. And it's a very, very neat experience, and it opened my eyes to a lot of different things.
Well, I'll tell you, going from Kentucky to Hollywood, that had to be kind of a reality check, wasn't it?
Whew, yeah. They don't feed cows like they do back here at home.
Well, you know, I fell in love with that traditional country sound that you gave us with American Idol. Now, I could hear some influences, maybe some Hank Sr. in there and maybe some Merle Haggard. Tell us who influenced your musical career, Alex.
Well, you know, I listened to a lot of things as a kid, and the reason for that was my granddad. I used to ride around with him in the car, and he'd always have Ernest Tubb was his favorite. So I always listened to a lot of Ernest Tubb, and Hank Thompson was also one of his favorites. And so I got to listen to a lot of the old standards and got to know them pretty well. And, you know, I've ventured off and started listening to, like, George Strait and Brooks and Dunn and a lot of those kind of guys. And I love those just as much as I love the old ones, but I do tend to stick to more to the traditional side of things, but it ain't traditional to me. It's just the music that I love and enjoy.
I just call it country music, don't you think?
That's exactly right. Well, that is country music.
You know, Alex, last summer you were up here and you played at the Wisconsin State Fair and you played a show with Hank Jr. And all of a sudden my lines on my request line started lighting up saying, hey, you have to play this kid, Alex Miller. He lit it up last night with Hank Jr. You were telling me down at CRS, that was quite a show for you.
It was a show for me. You know, that was one of the first big shows I really got to perform. And there was a lot of my little old shoulders for that one. I didn't know how the audience would respond or react to me. But I tell you what, you folks up in Wisconsin, y'all really like the real country music. And I know as an artist, I can't thank y'all enough for calling and getting me on the station like you did. This is truly a neat thing for me.
Now, Alex, your first single that we played here, Don't Let the Barn Door Hit You, blew up, and now this new one, Through With You. Now, I've had a few people ask me, now, does Alex write songs, or are you just a recording artist? Do you write your own music?
I do write my own music, and this is one that I wrote right after I got off the show. You know, the judges on the show told me to go home and maybe try to work on doing something a little different. Now, this song ain't too far from traditional country, I would say, but it's a little different than Barn Door, we'll put it that way. But mm-hmm. I wanted to try to see what I could do. And this was kind of one of those songs that I wanted to show a little different side of me. This is a good old breakup song. And, you know, I think we've all went through something that pertains to this. You know, through with you, it might not have been through with you what someone said, but we've all been through a relationship where it didn't end well. And that's kind of what this song touches on.
Exactly. I love this new song, single from you. And so since you got off doing some shows with Hank Williams, what have you been up to? Are you working on a full-length album, or are you getting on another tour? What's next for you, Alex?
Well, I'm going to this might be on the down low here, but I'm going to be coming back to Wisconsin here before too long. And also, I'm going to be releasing a new album coming this April, and I'm going to give you the title of it.
Okay.
You got any ideas of what Alex Miller might have for a title of an album? What let me see what your ideas would be.
That's a great question. I have no idea what to tell you, Alex.
Well, I'm going to tell you flat. Well, I thought the only, I don't know a lot about this, but I know a thing or two about how my Miller time goes. And so the name of the new album is going to be Miller Time.
Outstanding. Outstanding. That's a great title. And you said around April we can expect to be seeing that?
Yes, you'll be seeing that about mid to late April. And if you like country music, then I guarantee you're going to like some things off the album. I got a little bit of everything for everybody, I'd like to say.
All right. Well, I know what you're talking about when you told me about coming back to Wisconsin. You kind of told me to keep it on the down low, and I'm not saying nothing until it gets announced. But
okay.
I know I'm pretty sure I'm going to be at that show. I'm gonna see that one.
Yeah.
And the other thing I have to ask you, my listeners want to know, they saw that picture, you and me, at CRS. Now, I'm 6'4", and they're going, he makes you look little, Red. How tall is Alex Miller?
I'm about 6'5", but with good boots on, I'm about 6'6".
Well, I'll tell you what, Alex, we love you up here in Iron Country, and we've loved everything we've heard from you, and you always got a home up here. But the next song I'm going to play is Don't Let the Barn Door Hit You. Tell us a little bit about that tune, because everybody loves the way that one rolls.
I sure will. And this was a song that my producer pitched to me to be on the album, and I had no idea it'd be a single release, but it ended up in like Texas Roadhouse's jukebox and all this kind of stuff. And if you ever go to Texas Roadhouse, you ought to go play the thing. But it's a little song that reminds me of my grandmother, truthfully. She used to tell me this all the time. She said, now, Alex, if you do that, that barn door is going to hit you. And what that meant was I was going to get whipped. And whenever I heard this song, I was like, oh, my God, I got to record this. This is just from my life. And I love it to death. And folks, if you don't like it, then you can just do what the title says, is what I say.
Well, I'll tell you what, Alex, we would love for you to come up here to Iron Country and hang out with us for a little bit, do a little walleye fishing, and do a little country living with us up here.
Yes, you all got some beautiful country up there. The time I've been up there, y'all were awesome, awesome places up there.
Well, Alex, you're always welcome back here on Iron Country. This is Don't Let the Barn Door Hit You. It's Alex Miller right here on Iron Country.
All right.